Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We went back into the first round to get him, and now the expectations are there. We're going to talk about who that is and what those expectations are in just a second. Braves, Mets tonight, guys. Game one of a three-game set. Grant McCauley is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. We'll talk to him about not only tonight's contest, but this challenge in front of the Braves to get back into the hunt. And Mike and I have spent a lot of time today talking about we're 13 out in the division, okay? That's the Mets leading us by 13 games. Then the wild card is 7.5 games. That is doable and sounds more likely than catching the Mets at this point. But you go, all right, that's fine. We got the Phillies coming up. We got the Marlins. Marlins before the Phillies. Phillies currently are 11 games in front of us. That still seems daunting. Mike, this is the challenge starting tonight with these head-to-head games against the Mets that's in front of us.
Yeah, man, and it's been interesting how the Mets, you know, they've obviously been, we're looking up the Mets and the Phillies, but they've had a little bit of lulls, and they come back up, and the Mets have just lost three in a row. So, I mean, if you're looking
at that good or bad?
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe we get them at the right, maybe we get them at the right time.
Okay.
You know, and the Braves start rolling. We'll talk to Grant about it. Also, the argument about the dead ball, I want to get into that with Grant when he comes on the show here a little bit later, because a lot of people feel part of the problem the Braves are having is a problem that baseball's having, because they hit a monkey around with the baseballs.
All right, look, James Pierce Jr. We got him to get sacks. He was a guy that was in the SEC and had the most pressures of anybody in the SEC. He comes as a guy to the Falcons that everybody was talking about. He can get to the quarterback. So, Mike, what does he have to do to prove himself in year one that it proves to us that the Falcons made the right choice? And I'm just going to throw out some numbers here, and you tell me if this is realistic or not. Micah Parsons had 13 sacks in his first season with the Cowboys as a rookie. 13. If you look at other guys in the NFL, guys like, oh, I don't know, Dwight Freeney, who had 13 sacks also in his rookie year. When you look at a guy like, Mike, some of the all-time greats, and this may be unfair, but the point is they came into the league and immediately you saw impact.
Right. I don't want to have to wait. I don't want to work in progress. I don't need that.
Alden Smith, as crazy as he was, had 14 sacks his rookie season.
Right.
And then you go, all right, well, fine, Dukes. Who's the all-time guy? What's the ceiling? Javon Kurse had 14.5 sacks his rookie season
with the
Titans.
Yeah.
And nobody's come close to this as a rookie. That guy's was 1999. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that James Pierce Jr. is going to do that. But, Mike, if you're telling me that, all right, he's a difference maker and he got all these pressures in the SEC and he may be the best pass rusher in this draft, and if they were going to draft him earlier than they anticipated, and even if he was there, they were going to go up and get him, okay, then we're talking about a guy that's going to get 12 or 13 right. sacks,
well,
right?
They said like, they fell in love with this guy. All right, then why? Let's see it. I don't need this slow burn You know, which, if I'm honest, is what Arnold Ebiketie was. Granted, he was a second round pick, but there's that, you know, oh, you know, he's kind of, if he has 6 or 7 sacks, maybe that's as good as you've got to have an impact. So, yeah, if you want to stack him up there with Micah Parsons or Javon Kearse, I mean, he would, I'm telling you, sure as we're sitting here, they were going to take him at 15.
Okay.
If Jalen Walker doesn't fall to them, they're going to take, and again, and there probably would have been some analysis on NFL Network and ESPN that it was a reach at 15, but they were locked into this guy, and the general manager and the coach just told you at the minicamp, they fell in love with the guy. But he's got now he's got to, in the words of Madonna, justify that love.
Julius Peppers had 12 his rookie season. Can he do that? Like, the names I'm mentioning, you know them. Because they ultimately end up being great players no matter what franchise. Guys, there is a guy that nobody thought was going to be as good as he was. His name's Charles Haley. Charles Haley came into the league, took the league by storm. He had 12 sacks. This is in the late 80s, early 90s. He comes into the league, pfft. And back then, Mike, you were holding. You could knock guys in the head, hand slap them, head slap them. Charles Haley came in and immediately had an impact. That's what I need, and it may be too much for you to say, Dukes, you're asking way too much of James Pierce Jr. Am I?
Well, again, this is a guy, that, and this is why when we had these conversations, a lot of folks kind of raised their eyebrows at us doing that and mortgaging a first-round pick to get him. So he's kind of got it. Now, I don't want to start – we're not stacking extra pressure on him. It's just – this is the analysis after the draft. Just like Pitts, guys, you guys are too hard on Pitts. Well, he's a fourth overall player. He's supposed to be more than a guy who's had one good season in his career. So that, you're right. It's not wrong to ask for that. Joey Bosa, 10.5 sacks to start his career. Vaughn Miller, 11.5 sacks to start his career. Guys, you just knew they were as good as built.
Yeah. And by the way, if
Bradley Chubb, 12 sacks as a rookie.
Well, he had a guy on the other side, though.
Terrell Suggs, 12 sacks as a rookie.
And I don't know if we have that, but if he had Vaughn Miller on the other side, I mean, like.
Well,
that,
we got Leonard Floyd is okay. Solid. And they like Onyemata. They're really high on Ruka, row. I know these are the fans. We haven't seen a full season of it, but they feel between Floyd, the rotation, Jalen Walker, Ebiketie's part of that. Then you throw the linebackers are going to be part of the mix, you know, like Caden Ellis. I mean, you should have a good rotation. You could also make the argument with all those guys that maybe you don't get a chance to get double-digit sacks because it's just not going to be in the offing.
Okay, he's not that good.
Well, no, but if he does become a guy, then this gets down to Jeff Ulbrich, how brick – decides to use these guys. If you want to say if he gets 6 sacks, you're going to say he's a bust.
He's not that good.
Are you a difference maker or not? The names I'm reading you in their rookie seasons were difference makers.
Reggie White, 13 sacks. Granted, he played in the USFL before that.
How many years have you asked this team to go get a pass rusher in the first round, Mike? We went and got 2.
Right.
And you're going to tell me that they're not going to be difference makers? That I'm supposed to expect 5.5 sacks? It's not good enough.
No. I mean, well, look, they drafted this guy. They're scouts. They're one-on-one. They talked about their due diligence, going deep dive, getting underneath the fingernails, see what this guy's all about. And you also heard other teams that weren't going to be interested in James Pierce Jr. But the Falcons feel that they did the deep dive and they got their guy. But there is going to have to – you're right. He's got more pressure on him certainly than Jalen Walker.
He does.
You know, I mean, we were surprised that Mykal Williams went before him to the 49ers, but they loved his size and athleticism, and the Falcons loved James Pierce Jr.'s size and athleticism.
What do you guys think? Too much? 404-726-0929. You can let us know. Text us as well. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant's coming up. We'll talk Braves and Mets tonight. And also some other stories we've got to get to here a little bit later on this hour. I just – look, when we start talking about this, I'm so over this. Well, if he comes in and gets 3.
No,
3?
No.
If he comes in and gets 5.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, why are we put all the pressure on – because they mortgaged a first-round pick, but Jalen Walker's the guy. Again, I don't want to say a poor man's Micah Parsons, but a slightly smaller Micah Parsons type. That was the comp on him all through the pre-draft.
So he's going to get 13 then.
Well, he should. But again, I don't know what the usage rate is. I didn't want Jeff Ulbrich getting hired here. You know how I feel about this. I don't think Jeff Ulbrich is all that great, but they love him, and everybody's a family affair with the Falcons, so what's old is new. But I hope he friggin' knows what he does in this rotation. And I hope the D-line coach maximizes it. But you went from having no guys – and now you've got a wealth of guys we believe can do the job. They haven't done it at the NFL level, But you've got a bunch of guys that should fit well together. And Leonard Floyd, you know, again, if he does what he does, that's 7 or 8 sacks. That's his resume.
Yeah, look, I think Leonard Floyd is going to get his. I do. Is Yvonne Miller at this point on the other side of a guy like Bradley Chubb? No, but I'm with you.
Also, Michael Penix Jr. has as much to do with this as Jeff Ulbrich. Because if we're scoring 4 touchdowns or more a game, like in 2016, Shanahan's offense, putting pressure on teams, they're playing catch-up, the other team's run game goes away, and all of these guys profit and get a bunch of sacks because teams are throwing the ball a million times.
My expectation for James Pierce Jr. is, hold on, 11.
Nah, he's not getting 11.
What?
He's not going to get 11 sacks.
Why not?
Because there's too many other guys. The law of averages says, unless there's injuries.
Too many other dudes. He's not seeing the field enough?
Well, I mean, now, he better come out ready. But to your point, we just gave you the list of guys. No, I'm with you. I'm just playing. You know me. I don't like playing devil's advocate.
Well, then don't.
But he's, I don't know what he is. I wasn't going to draft him at 15, and I wasn't going to move up in the first back in the first round for him. I thought they were moving up for Malachi Starks in the first round.
Why is my expectation too much? Why is it too much? 11 from a guy that we went back in the first round and got, and everybody's saying he's a difference maker? Help me with this.
Well, be a difference maker.
That's what I'm saying.
Out of the box, let's go. Be the Kool-Aid man. Busting people's heads.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
And if hopefully what we've got is, and I don't know how, again, I don't know how this rotation works. And by the way, for the 50th time, I hope I'm wrong about Ulbrich.
I love you. Because you're like, I give out a number, and you're like, he ain't getting that.
He's not getting 11.
It's like he's got to be different. He's got to be great. They went and got him. He ain't getting that.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the expectation?
Well, I mean, yes. We should, as Falcon fans, we should expect this team to now be in the top third of the NFL in sacks in 1 year. That means that Terry Fontenot and his scouting staff got it right. And the coach Raheem and the guy's instincts about James Pierce was right. Hope I'm right. You know, I'm just going by. I saw James Pierce play at Tennessee. I thought he was inconsistent. I think you see the tremendous athleticism. You see the speed that you
11.
Can't coach. You got the height and the size advantage. You can't coach that. But I mean, but is he going to bring the motor every time he's out there?
11, Mike.
All right, man. I'm down with that. See, I'm more concerned. Jalen, I want 10. 10 for Jalen, 8 for Pierce. How's that? 18 sacks of those two. And that's basically what the Rams got with their great defensive drafts the last couple of years.
Wait a minute. Didn't the second guy, Pierce, have the best pressure rate in the SEC last year? More than Jalen?
Right, but how was Jalen used by Georgia?
I'm just saying.
But that goes back to how Kirby uses these
this
guys.
This is the guy that is supposed to do what he's been doing at Tennessee. We're just going to line you up over here, right over there. That's your spot. Go.
All right. Yes.
They're not trying to teach him and coach him up in a way that I think they're trying to do with Jalen because they want him to master what they want him to do. All I'm saying is James Pierce Jr. is considered to be one of these rookies, guys, that the only way we say, yeah, you know what, that was the right move, if he has impact.
Right.
And if he doesn't, we're going to be sitting here in the fall, I guarantee you, as Charles Barkley would say, and we're going to be talking about, well, I don't know why he went back in the first round to get that dude.
Yes. He can't be.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
He's got to stud it out. I get your argument. I just don't think you're going to get that production. Hope I'm wrong.
So you're saying he's not good enough?
I didn't think he was worth a first round pick, and neither did anybody else in the NFL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So everyone was so freaked out when we did it. Now, again, that's in the hindsight of just draft analysis. That's not guys on the field doing their jobs. Now we're going to see what these guys are all about. As I said to a listener the other day, for all I know, Pierce could be better than Jalen Walker, which would certainly not be the narrative after the draft.
So that'd be 13 sacks then.
Definitely. Definitely 13.
That would be 13 then.
But again, if all these dudes do their job, and Eba Cady's still part of that rotation, I'm just saying, if all the manpower we've added, you might not get enough chances to get those sacks.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.